our speech, we have to sing these verses in a loud voice.
Yeah.
What good understand from the bow in his hand or his presence within the confines of the defiles?
Mm-hmm.
So there are various manners of recitation and
Dra.
So we will, for those of you who study the Tibetan, you follow the Tibetan chant.
Da sarbo yungu.
You have to.
Da sarbo da da takpo yungu.
Takpo sena.
Takpo se madabe doso.
Clearly and very, you have to pronounce very clearly, distinctly the Tibetan words.
Chetar sokya soko jante.
Pe dumba kheba la, pe kheba tun kheba, pe don jati kheba somji nani, tangbo pe kheba ne. Chetar rinchin lezi jarv zok, kuro tingin ki ne tom jorba. Lamne la yin tong ne trozi ser, lamne tun te telma vatar kisabasan.
So now we have reached the seventh example, and it is again presented in three stages. First, the example itself, then the meaning it illustrates, and lastly, applying the meaning to the example, or joining the example with what it illustrates. So the root verse says, just like a precious Buddha statue, or a Buddha statue made from precious material, was laying by the road, wrapped in foul-smelling rags, and a god was able to see it, and in order to free it, or to free it from the rags, he spoke up and said, there is something laying there at the road.
Chetanam rinchin rindang mepal sepe jarv kuzo de rinpoche sertang ngor la sopa rindang mepam rindang len depal sepe Sanjay Chikosuke, Yona Hajang, Tinning on such imbore. Te Kuru Tinit in a Tom Jorba. Kurupo, Kuning Batraman and Batin Jetumber Jorba. Lanji Yendo Boda Lanji Yendo Tesola, Nepali Lanji Yendo Tesola, Tarisore Mambudua, Kinik Tarisore Mambunana, the Nirinji in Dang Mapa Sanjay Chikosuke, Yona, then a much of a tongue. Yendo Hena Neba, Munamji, Mehipar, Munamja, Ha Mogopar, Gomba, Zeva, Kangbak, Zeva, Lance of Zoga, so Jurbana Lam Tena Yopar, Lamji Yendu Territory Walla, Matangba Walla, Sanjay Jukurin, Dang Mapa Yopa, De, Lay in Tongue, Lay make a tongue. Kotele, Kum Matangbe, Kurur Tele, Trover, Sabe, Serdo, Chedo, Kozog Lan, Nebetonte, Kozog Landi Yendo Matangba, Kurur Ningba Walla Yaba, Te, Lan Namje, Mate Nan La Maki, Mulla Long Ting over it, La Teke, La Lamuhi, on a young Nato. Natsu Nagi Rakpa Zog Yo Mare Tini Lan Tui Samadhi Natsu Zopo Shuk Kimbo Ndo Rakpa Ndo Tini Tari Tsori Dzu Sar Tugri Ma Yen Tumbar Seba Tar Jiso Oya
So just like a Buddha statue made from an inestimable wealth its value is beyond measure. The material used to make this Buddha statue is you cannot estimate the wealth or the value of the material used for making this Buddha statue. So this statue was then wrapped up in old rags that were smelling very bad. And so this was laying by the road, by a crossroads. And as we have seen here in Nepal, and especially in Boda, the garbage seems to pile up near the roads, the crossroads, where the roads meet. There's big piles of garbage laying. So there could easily be laying a precious statue underneath all this garbage, and people wouldn't see it. People wouldn't know it was there, and they would just step over it and pass by. So, however, if someone, a god or somebody endowed with divine vision or supernatural vision, he was able to perceive the presence of this Buddha statue, then in order to release it or bring it forth, he would then speak or tell someone about it in order for beings to be able to enjoy it and get some use out of it. It would be necessary for the god to explain it to beings who were able to remove, people like us, who were able to remove the garbage and bring it forth. So, in fact, this situation is exactly similar to the presence of the Buddha nature within beings. It is an identical situation. All sentient beings have the Buddha nature within themselves. However, it is covered by the disturbing emotions, which are likened to the garbage, so they don't realize that they have it. So therefore, in order to remove these disturbing emotions, the Buddha teaches the Dharma, and the removal of the garbage or the disturbing emotions is likened to the actions of listening to, reflecting upon, and meditating upon the Dharma. So, like someone who has the unobstructed vision, are able to see the essence of the Buddha nature wrapped in defilements. Those with unhindered vision see this Buddha nature even within animals. And in the same way, in order to bring it forth and liberate it, it is one teaches the methods, or the methods are being taught in order to free this essence of the Buddha nature.
Dit tava te da David take the taste of Ragamado.
Lassa
Tommy Jenna. Toma Mabani, Dante Deva Tele Toma Mabaya, Topa Maba, that Toma Maba Nisa Motaya. They come and Deva let Toma Mabani Sundo. Toma Mabani Dogsom. The Chai Kedan Tomo the Dogsom. Pacha Namba Natsope. Numong the Kurorje Sombe. Dehing Nimbu Moboni, Sanje Nimbu Moboni. Ding Mobote, turn down the Mobutani temple. Moboni, Tundro Lion your barrel. Simjin Tamje lay your bantana, Tundro Lion your bar. Sanje change his zinger. Sanje in Chimbe, he hit his zinger. Kuzuk the Divzi Serva Yendo. Kuzuk de Dibzi Jama Sever Sepa Pete Yendo, Nimbo Chuji Yin De Chuying Derhi Nimbo De Lover De Jama Le Tarver Sabetundo Chedo Lam Yamsu Lamba Tap Zopa Sanje Lam Yamsu Lamba Tap Tambe Chuje Gun Taye Pasimjina Tumber Zepa Simjina. Then Tambe Chun Yams Lane, but Tam Tayeba Song, but Junsin Carre. Same Jin Tamjela, did he Nimbo Yola? Did he Nimbo Tate, made Jabazite, Timajam with Taps of Song by the Mato? Did he Nimbo Mina? Then it Timajam with Taps on by the Guba Kayama. Timajam the Mundu Zaya Zoya Kayama.
That's all. So here there's some difference between the words of the root text and the commentary. In the root text we have the sa on talk, which means refers to the unhindered vision. And in the commentary we have without the sa, which then is commented upon as being from beginningless time. So Rinpoche says that both meanings can be used. So, due to the presence of the disturbing emotions, the various disturbing emotions in their habitual forms, mainly the three main poisons, desire, hatred, and ignorance. So, they act as some kind of cover or a wrapping that wraps itself around the essence of the Buddha nature. So the Buddha nature in beings, in humans, as well as animals, is wrapped up in a cover of disturbing emotion. So just like in the example, in order to remove that which covers the statue. In the same way, in order for beings to liberate and to remove these passing or temporary coverings from what is called the dhammata, or the essential dhammata, which means the Buddha nature and beings. So in order to liberate this then, the Buddha teaches many or endless doors of precious Dharma, which are methods methods to remove and practice this releasing of the Buddha nature from its covers. So why does the Buddha teach all these various methods of practice? Well, the reason they are being taught is due to the presence of the Buddha nature. So the fact that the teachings are being given is proof that there is a Buddha nature to release. And this is why the various teachings are present, because the Buddha nature has to be brought forth.
Dina tang atsu tambi chule nyamni zogun do tusan gomsum sepa te kanka che tu sepa re. Se na, tambi chule nyamni sepa te ngatsu tsendela devu te chipo da, tundu zoya ke che do ma re. Ano kar re. Kurur je nanda sanje je koso yoba yona kurur te sar koba te yendo, ngatsu semje nelok devar hikpu nyingbo re. Yina yana dribzi je trama yo re. Dribzi ji trama te sarvi che to tambi chula tusang gomsum sepa re. Rangi tambi chula tusang gomsum sepa te jumtien kanu tine sepa re. Te yabo samu tango.
So it is very important to kind of check with oneself. Why is one listening to the Dharma now? Why is one practicing it? Why is one doing this? Is it so that one will be have a good time? And enjoy this life and be happy in this life? No, this is not the reason why we are doing this, listening and studying the Dharma. The reason for doing it is in order to be able to remove the defilements and the coverings that obscures our Buddha nature. So it's important to reflect upon this.
Malam je kapso ngarang devo chipo yunya ke leka mandra ba kande je zo ne yon trupe leka re zo togo ma re kar zo gogo do malam ngonhi na ya kire ngonhi pe leka je zo to na te ya kire te yendo te nga to tsendele denbar hi na devo chipo yun pe leka kande je zo ne yon malam ngon ma hi pe kapso chipo yun pe leka zo bata chikwa re zo togo ma re malam ngonhi na donga le trova yendo te ne Dekhi bi tama janya ki che tu tusang gomso yabuzo go.
So this is illustrated by the example of a dream. If we in a dream are having a good time, we are very happy, we are doing all sorts of nice things, this might all be very well, but it's all dream happiness and it's all dream activity that makes us happy. So this is what is called illusory activities. So there's not much to be gained from this. The best kind of course of action here would be to recognize the dream, and this would be like, this is the supreme action, is to recognize the dream. And also, so then one would, by recognizing the dream, one would also release oneself from sufferings. And so this is the reason why one will listen to teachings and practice, is in order to release oneself from suffering, just like one attempts to recognize when one is dreaming.
Kipu deva tang, kipu nyam rupa dunga nyin dendur zona, kipu nyam rupa dunga te chigri.
So,
kipu nyam rupa dunga te jacha dunju tunga yona, kipu deva te jacha nyika tanga mato yoma. Te jacha keche kese, ta te
yoma. Lasa la.
Ye pensa mara.
So it goes down from 75%.
Dincho tanga.
Ne.
Chipu chona chipu deva te jacha nisho tanga.
Nisho tanga.
Yona.
Laso.
Dunga te jacha dincho tanga yore. Dunga mangre. Chipu la tempe deva tang. Chipu la tempe dunga ni dunga mangre. Te yabu hago. Chiksena chesanga so nyamnyang yushan.
Chiksena. So even though there are various ways of becoming happy in this life, and it seems like a worthwhile thing, then sooner or later this happiness that one experiences will turn into the suffering of change, or the suffering when this happiness, whichever kind it is, degenerates. So Rinpoche says on a scale of 100%, one can generally say that one can have perhaps 25% happiness, which is really nice when it lasts, and then comes this other 75% of suffering when this happiness goes away. So Rinpoche says, you might have some kind of experience of what happens when a happy situation changes and into suffering. So one has to think about this.
That's all?
That's all.
To tome jema namba nazo nyomo jito deje mubo
tunru layan zigne deje tarwara sakwe
dondo tabdun
ina yang tunru kake le kirap chembo do te dekhi ni bo yata tunru kake le ningje yobare te yang dekhi ni bo yata ते मला रे पे चेतन ख्याबा ख्याबा लच्छु सोना नी तबरे ते बच्चे तबरे ते यं देखी नी बोई बता रे सब अरे
सो सो हियर इट सेज दैट द बुद्धा नेचर इज प्रेजेंट इवन इन एनिमल्स सो इवन दो जनरली एनिमल्स आर इन अ स्टेट ऑफ काइंड ऑफ हेवी इग्नोरेंस सर्टेन एनिमल्स डू हैव विजडम एंड सर्टेन एनिमल्स डू हैव कंपैशन And this is a sign of the presence of the Buddha nature in them. And also there is a story about Milarepa in which both a dog and a deer, the dog was chasing the deer, and both of them met Milarepa and gave rise to faith in him. So this was a sign of the presence of the Buddha nature in these animals.
Dolphins. Nya dolphin na pe kira kembo do lobjo ya pote to do teni yang ningge yang yere sigdo jamchina naman chok no na khaki ge ko ge se do te pe ya pon do sa
la do
te te ki ning bo ye bta re sa
da sa re
arbe
so also Rinpoche is mentioning dolphins they are known for being quite intelligent and one can train them quite well, and also they have, it seems like they also have compassion. There are stories about dolphins saving humans from drowning. So this all Rinpoche sees as the sign of the presence of the Buddha nature in these animals. But Rinpoche has been around the world 2 times and he thinks the best animal is the dolphin.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Tāng pēdōng jātī kēpā nē sōpā Chētā rīnchīng rīnchīng Tē yīng kē kūtīng yīng kūtōmbā Lām nē lāy mē kīn tōng nē Sā yō nā kī sīgirā, sā mē nā kēsīgō Mē kīn tōng nē Thār sēr mīlā pēmbātā Tē yīng yūmōng kūrūr jītōm Sā yō nā jī sīgirā, sā mē nā jē Guru Jitam Korva Lamna Nebakam Dundro Layan Zingne Tarwara Sase Jarva Chutondo.
So, like the statue, the Buddha statue made from a precious material, was laying by the road wrapped up in smelly rags. A god with his special vision saw this, and in order for it to be brought forth, he showed it to the humans. In the same way, the Buddha nature, or the true element of beings, is laying by the highway of samsara, wrapped in the rags of disturbing emotions. So since the Buddha sees this, even in animals, in order for it to be liberated, he teaches the Dharma.
Rinpoche serdang ngor la sopa, rinpoche le sepe, te yin ki pko, te yin ki pa sanje ji kware, te yin ki pa sanje ji kuzo, tremang ngembe kujitomba, lanji yemdo, yemdo neba, te mi ngoma ki pa namala, tene danda kojor ji chunto me yo mare mik tinga chu mik ti apo mado me ngo ma ki pe pe na lai me ke thong ne la ke tene sabo le yo pe ter la so pon thong yo re kon so me ya pon do lai me ke thong ne sanje ju ko zo te koror ti wo ni tar be ser chama zo be ser do che do me na la de na yo pe dana kuzuk yo matang ba kuron di wala sanje ji kuzuk yo ji tuan ba pe te tar do te yendo nyomong ba kuror ta drapam tuan ba sanje ji kham kham devar hik pa nyingbo te yin hik pa nyingbo sem je rang yin wu sarwa korba lan la ne pa dunro dunro la yang yo par zing ne Nyomong dribzi ji nyomong ba kuror te tele dribzi nyomong ba kuror ta ba tele tharwar sa ba se to jarwe du yale jarwe jarwa zoba sanje je tene simchi na la chu jung kolo pa da me ban ta ye pa kovar ze to ya ting sonye manding ni yang ding hi jane
So then now we will have the commentary to this third verse where the meaning and example is brought together. So again we have the statue of the Tathagata or the Buddha made up through precious metal such as gold, silver, etc. Wrapped in the smelly rags laying by the crossroads. And human beings who don't have very good eyes as compared to the gods, they are kind of like blind. They cannot see it. They cannot recognize that something is there. However, a god has the good eyes and they can see. So then they say, in order for this statue to be released from the rags, they say to the humans, Here is a precious statue. In the same way, the Buddha nature, the clear light nature of the mind, the true essence of the mind, is at the moment wrapped up in the rags of disturbing emotions, and is laying by the highway of samsara. So since the Buddha sees this, that this the true nature of the mind is being disregarded and is laying there unused, and that this is exists even in animals, in order for it to be liberated from the rags of disturbing emotions, the Buddha teaches the true Dharma to the beings. Yes.
Thank you.
by nature, yet what is merely rags and lying by the road would point it out to force that it might be free, just like that the victors see even in animals the good of nature lying by samsara's road wrapped in the Dharma in order that it might be liberated.
That ring the gap bedung dropande sarsong delia. The nature also dropansa. Norhin, norhin, and the nature also perket young is perketing young and alone and they have been.
So we will stop at this by the seventh example today, and for those who study the Tibetan, they should read this example many times. And those who don't, they should read the English and read it many times and think about the meaning. So the what these verses are expressing is a very profound meaning. It is like the ultimate meaning, which is the pointing out of the Buddha nature, the true nature of the mind, which meaning is identical to the Mahamudra or the Mahaati. So this is a very profound meaning that is being shown by these examples. So the eighth example will be taught tomorrow at 8 in the morning.
Morning, yagro. Temu ina teni nikogro. Yang lohi. Abu mado. Teni togong gonda jo tangre, jo te nindro mati na yang digere wang matom na yang digere. Then the magic love don't you look at Tangre, Joja Tawa Carre. She hid it.
Tawa Yang Sigre.
Here, here. Tawa Mapa Gomba, the Milong Tang the Jabba.
Sundu Matanga Yang Chogre.
Chogre.
Su Yang
Chogre.
So tonight at 7:30, Rinpoche will do a church explanation of the view that one has when one is performing the chöd practice, and people who have not finished the nöndro or who have not received the initiation can also attend. But those who attend have to attend because they have some kind of devotion or confidence towards the practice of chöd.
Tene tante chöde ma bhoje nanjur ma tamje jinane zo monte magic lab jidu mare. Magic lab jidu ma tawa kandi jindu. Yapo ha kon tene te pan doge ma do ta go re. Tawa ha ma won tene te pa che na yang chik se na lunde re. Chik se na. Ah ko go.
Dunde se na milong te pa.
Mongde na.
Mongde. So then among the different the yoginis of Tibet, the most important or the main yogini of Tibet was Machik Labdrön, and she was the main figure in the chöd practice. And so Rinpoche says, in order to find out whether you have some connection to the church practice, it is important to understand the view that one has when performing this practice. If one just does it without understanding the view, this is what's called kind of blind faith, or some kind of little bit deluded confidence. But however, Rinpoche says a possibility that even without knowing the view, and one still has a lot of connection or confidence towards the church practice, this could be a sign that one has done it in previous lives, even if one doesn't know the view in this life. However, it is important and necessary to know the view.
Yeah, Martin loved the drama. Mix on me, what?
That's all.
Tene poje pomo pumi jana ni ngomsa chi hu matik la kun sigre kai se na mik som yo tele yang kera so yi chi ke doge ta go pa pa so kan ga yi chi so gre mik som yo pa li chi so gre pe ga pa so gre
so Magic Labdrin has three eyes, and Rinpoche says in Tibet the girls in Tibet, they thought this was really really wonderful, and they have a lot of devotion towards everybody.
Montarki.
Yeah, that this was really, really wonderful and marvelous that she has three eyes. So they have a lot of devotion towards Magic Labdrin.
Pola Montarki je moka he kigre, pomo Montarki de Magic Labdrin hebar. Lojula. Te karis na mix om hebar.
So the most marvelous girl or woman of Tibet was Magic Labdrin because she had three eyes.
Tene chote sondet dang jan dengren ramaro kugre. Ramaro te kavane togdo chiran yoba. Akusum paja. Tene gavo chongan te ramaro kugre. Pol lo so madala mangi.
Kongsu kugito.
Ne lamsang tugong go mado jisa gavo chong.
Jisu. So for
go gagado mado ta.
So for those who would like to do the practice after having understood and learned about the view, it will be necessary to get a damaru, and there's a sign outside saying where these can be, where you can buy these.
Gyawande, 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 Gyawande,